Thank you. Back with you here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Today was Grapefruit League game number one for the Orioles, and they lost 15-2 to the Tigers in Lakeland. Yeah, not pretty.
Are we like preseason football, preseason
it's worse
kind
than
of
that.
Thing? Like,
it's worse than that. I mean,
I don't really care. I just want to go ahead and get a couple of cuts at the plate and then walk away.
I mean, for the players trying to make the team and make an impression, just like it would be for a preseason football game, they matter. The at-bats matter. There are scouts there. There are people analyzing and interpreting everything. But the big thing for the Orioles today is Dubaldo Jimenez struggled. Inning a third, two hits, six runs, five of those were earned, two walks, and two strikeouts. He pitched well at the beginning and then really struggled late. And actually, driving home from Lakeland, Florida right now, are a couple of guys, a couple of Sun writers. One is Baltimore Sun columnist Peter Schmuck, and also Senate candidate for 2016 for your great state of Maryland. Peter, how are you?
If elected, I will not serve.
Oh, come on, Peter. Come on, Peter. You have to have the itch a little bit. I'm starting a ground campaign for you, and there's been a response. I'm not going to say it's a good response, but it's a response.
Well, I was tempted to test the waters in Iowa, but I guess the Senate would be okay.
If our former governor can bypass the Senate and go right to Iowa, I think you can as well.
Well, thanks, Brad. I appreciate all your support, and I'll hold my breath waiting for all this to happen.
Okay, well, we're also going to be joined by Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Are you two in the same vehicle?
Yeah, we're both here.
Okay.
Right. Well, who's driving?
Yeah, that's scary.
Peter, oh boy. Ed, do you feel confident in his driving ability, or do you feel like you're the superior driver and you're just letting him have his fun?
Well, I have a lot of faith in a lot of things Peter does, but including his ability to lead to represent our state in 2016. but yeah, I mean, no, like, it's a dark road out here, not a dark road, but Peter's up for the task.
Yeah, Peter's a good driver. I hope. Are you guys going right home to the Sun compound, or are you going to bypass that for a trip to Yoder's and some pies?
I think we're probably going to go back to the Sun compound. We've already stopped at Terry's, the Cajun restaurant in Lakeland that is very, very famous. And I got to watch Ed eat basically a wash pan full of red beans, rice, sausage. It was an ugly, ugly sight. and now we're driving back, and I'm just trying to get home before those red beans and rice kick in, if you get my drift.
Oh, buddy.
We get it. We get it.
Open up those windows. Come on now.
15-2. Nice opening act for Grapefruit League play. Ubaldo's line. I read the quotes from Buck and Ubaldo. We'll start with you, Peter. Is it deceiving at all, the inning and a third, five runs, or six runs total, five earned?
No, but not because he's horrible and he's not going to get better, because he did throw the ball well in the first inning. But when you plunk two guys and you just start hitting every bat in the second inning and look different, look like you don't have the same mechanics, because that's the big issue, is can Ubaldo Jimenez maintain his mechanics for six or seven innings? Well, he did it for one inning today. Yes, it's the very first, very first start of spring. He's going to have six or seven more, but and it's way too early to even draw any conclusions at all. But considering the stuff he has, he should have pitched two scoreless innings this early in spring against that lineup. And he could not.
I have a question. As a fan, a novice of the game, loving it, as I have heard you guys over the years break down the game of baseball, the comparison with spring training and training camp. Obviously, training camp, take away the collision sport element of it all, but just the overall mundane part of it, what are the similarities and what are some of the differences as far as even the play, as far as this spring game? Is it kind of a throwaway game for some veterans? Is it make or break for some of the young players?
Well, I think the big thing is
think your fastball command and working off of that with your secondary pitches as the spring progresses. And, you know, if you look at a guy like Ebaldo, that's what he was working on. And, you know, he felt like it was good. He felt like, you know, there were some calls that maybe he didn't get that, you know, in spring training for the umpires, too. So, and Buck actually echoed that. I mean, he said that, you know, he'll get better. And, but for the most part, you know, it's a progression. I guess like it would be in training camp, too, is the idea that, you know, a game like this, it's the first of many, and the hope is that, you know, and with everything individually and collectively, that you keep getting better and better every day. So, I mean, after a game like this, 15-2 loss to a Tiger team that really didn't have all of its, you know, big stars in it at all, you know, Buck was after the game, he said, well, the good thing is the camp, you know, we've got to get better from here. We can only go up.
And, you know, guys, to answer your question in a broader sense, Q, the difference between spring training and training camp is much the same, as much in parallel with the difference between the NFL and Major League Baseball, in that everything is out there in front of you in a baseball training camp. There's nothing really hidden anywhere. You can go out and watch every aspect of practice. They're going to practice their plays. There's no plays closed to the media. Because you might tell somebody and they might tell another team. Everyone kind of has, you know, everyone has the same play, much like football. But there's not that spy versus spy thing that goes on in the NFL. You know, when we go to training camp, as hospitable as the Ravens are in training camp, and they are, especially when they used to be in Westminster, I mean, they allowed us to eat in their training table and all that stuff. They're very hospitable. But when it comes down to the X's and O's, it's an armed camp. It's a super secret probation. And baseball's very open about this kind of stuff. And that's why it's really kind of relaxed and enjoyable.
And I want everyone to realize this, everyone listening right now and all the Sun readers out there who read Peter Schmuck and Ed Encina. These two gentlemen were inside the Orioles clubhouse at 8 a.m. today. They traveled to Lakeland, Florida. They're not yet back at the Sun compound. It's 8:30 almost at night. And that's the type of work and effort that we need in Washington, D.C., my friends.
That is the truth.
Ed, what about my slogan? There are a lot of schmucks in the Senate, and Peter won't be one of them. I think that deserves to be on a shirt somewhere.
I'm working on the shirts. We're forming. I'm taking kind of the lead with this, Brad. I think you can help me with this. But you know, we're going to form an exploratory committee to see really how much interest there is. And you know, I think it can really be the beginning of something special. I know that Peter has a lot of words. He's not going to say too much about it now. But you know, I think it's one of these things where, you know, everyone needs a little bit of schmuck in their life.
I think that's true. Well, Clarence Mitchell IV has already volunteered to run his campaign, so that's a pretty good jump start in this race. We're talking about maybe an historic 8-9, a field of 9, maybe 4 or 5 on either side. So we don't know which party Schmuck will align with here. I think every party is vying for him right now, so that could make things very interesting.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I'll say this. I really have no interest in actually governing. However, I do like the way it sounds when people greet Clarence Mitchell as Senator Mitchell.
It does sound good.
Okay, that part of it appeals to me. The work, the fundraising, the campaigning, none of that appeals to me.
I'd be very worried about the Diet Dr. Pepper lobby in Washington.
Well, they would throw on a few special interest groups that would have an instant hand in a Schmuck Senate administration.
That's so true. All right, gentlemen, we have to run. Peter Schmuck, Baltimore Sun columnist and soon-to-be senatorial candidate from the state of Maryland, and Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brad, too.
Very cool having you guys.
Great stuff. Schmuck for Senate.